I hope that 2005 is going to be a great year for both of us. The many friends, new and old, that we developed in the past year, we will certainly carry over into the next year. I think the things that were good in 04 will even be better in 05. The website is growing nicely. We're getting lots of email. Our Saturday open house is continuing to be a highlight of the week. I have personal visits, phone calls, messages that are inspiring. I have questions that I appreciate people sending to me, and I have the opportunity of answering. There are just a lot of good things ahead in 2005. I've been very deeply grateful for the prayers and the wishes for this year from our friends toward me. They have certainly been sincerely appreciated. I think of this year as being extremely important to me because the Lord willing, I will reach my 90th birthday and just kind of getting started on living. But as the days get shorter, they get much more valuable. I have to invest my time now. I can't afford to spend it. When I was young, I could spend it. But now I think, is this really worth the time and the effort? Also, I'm increasing in my awe of God. The other day, someone said that he named the stars. And I thought, what a vocabulary to be able to name the billions of stars. They all just keep growing. Also, my gratitude increases. When I think how many blessings I've had, I just am deeply grateful. Also, so for something that we don't normally think about, I think about the protection that we've had. Most of the time, we don't know when we've been protected. And probably when we get on the other side, we'll find that the protections have been really greater than almost any blessing. When I think about what I'm going to wish for my friends this year, I've come up with a very succinct one since two things are true. Generally, this year's resolution is last year's confession. I intended to lose weight. I didn't. This year I am. I intended to save money last year. I didn't. This year I am. I intended to develop my relationships more last year. I didn't. So we make this year's resolutions generally out of our confessions of last year. And since the number one resolution in every new year is that we lose weight. And so I've reduced my blessing for my friends this year into about three things. May your body be thinner, may your mind be broader, and may your spirit be deeper. I'd also say that I would hope that you'd maintain a positive attitude, which is powerful. When you face difficulty, may you face them with a challenge and not with a threat. And as you develop the year, may your worthy goals be attained. I would also ask that your mistakes be correctable, and that your sins be forgivable, and that you live with a triumph that is the inheritance of Christians. I also would ask that you have the faith to live. Recently, I've been thinking about what does it mean to live by faith. And now I'm convinced that when we make good decisions, against our evil desires, we're living by faith. We're living by the promises. We're living by the commands. We're living with reality. Nothing could be more important to us than to always know what the current reality is. Not saying, I wish it were not so, I hope it will be so, but rather saying, I will take the reality of the present and I will deal with it objectively and positively. I would hope that this year you will enjoy God's purpose for you. You know, His purpose is your maturity. And each year has a lot to do with who we become. As a friend said, are you really content with who you are becoming? Realizing that every decision and every experience contributes to who you are becoming. I know some of you are now going through valleys, and you're going through tunnels of darkness that may have extended from last year. But remember, the sunshine you left when you went into the tunnel is shining on the other end of the tunnel when you get through it. And may you have a light in that tunnel and a hope that sustains you. For with hope, we can bear almost anything. It's very true that most of the suicides are with people who have lost hope. But we, in our faith, should never lose hope. I hope that you will have much happiness in this year. But even when you lose the happiness, which is external, that you will realize that you have an aquifer of joy running through your life that you can tap into anytime you feel the need for joy in your journey. I also wish for you that step in the 12-step process that says, I will change what I can, and what I can't change, I will accept. And that we not waste our time and energy in fantasy, but challenging reality. And finally, I would wish for you that you enjoy God's wisdom in your decisions, and that you have His peace, which is promised to those who believe. May you come tonight to 2006, being able to look back and say, this was a great year. I enjoyed it. I profited in it. Bless you, my friend.